Parshas Har B'chukotai. The B'chukotai starts off with the brachos and then goes to the teichel. So, the pasuk says, "Im b'chukotai teilech v'sasayis tishmeru v'asis amoyisam v'nasati gishmechem b'yitam v'nas nara tzivula v'itzasadei teimperium." So first of all, this is a very pashut shaila, and that is that we know that schar mitzvah al maleko. There's no schar of mitzvahs in this world. So all these things, though, is im chukaita teilechu, mitzvahs tishmaru. Then I'll give you geshem, and I'll give you peris, and I'll give you money, and I'll give you Soiva, and give you shalom. These are all things in this world. L'chero, schar mitzvah hayal malekho. The Rambam says that in a chlam, it's takanat schar. Moshe l'mar adover teime. This person that's going down, he wants to travel from Lakewood to New York. So there's 2 ways to go. You can either go up the 9, or you go take the turnpike or the Garden State Parkway, one of the regular streets. And then along the way, every 20 miles, you'll find a gas station. Whatever you need, you'll have along the way. Or you can go take back roads, try to beat the traffic, take back roads, and then probably you won't find any rest stops along the way. So, he says the same thing, says the Rambam, is with the Torah. Somebody that takes the Torah road, you travel through life on the path of the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you whatever you need to go. If you're on the regular path, you'll find what you need along the way, so you should be able to mekayim, you should be able to drive without any problems. Mashiach, if you start taking the back roads, in the Hanami, it's much more difficult. One thing that just popped out of me over here, it says, V'nasati shalom ba'aretz. So Rashi says, V'nasati shalom ba'aretz. Shema toimru, harimayichal harimishta, imein shalom ein klum. You could have all the food, you could have all the wealth. If there's no shalom, ein klum. And that's certainly anybody that Rachmana Tzlan is lacking, either shalom bayis, or shalom with relatives, or neighbors, v'chulu. They could have everything else, or with their boss, or whatever. They could have a ton of whatever they want. Ein klum, there's nothing. There's nothing. What did somebody tell me? That the top 10 people in the Forbes 400 are all divorced. They're all divorced. What's the shot? These are the 10 people that have the anything they could possibly want. There's nothing in the world that they could ask for, that money could buy, that they don't have. And they're all divorced. Main shalom, main klum. Main shalom, main klum. Because they don't have there's no connection. I was just thinking, last night somebody asked me after Marv, says to me, what do we do if there's a azaka? Do we stop if there's a siren for the rockets? Do you stop the Moshe Menester or not? So he said, what are you talking about? What siren for what rockets? He says, oh, there's at least 300 rockets. 300 rockets, that's a few hours ago. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rockets that were shot. And not too far from here, Beit Shemesh, they had sirens going off. Beit Shemesh is a 50-minute drive from Beit Shemesh. Yerushalayim is a half an hour from Beit Shemesh. We're not talking like... It's just v'shachavtem ve'ein machrid. You could go to sleep. You don't have to be worried. If you woke up in the middle of the night with air raid siren, you don't have to be worried that you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei with air raid siren. What's the way? What's the way that we shouldn't have to worry about the sirens? The first pasuk. Mechukei sa teilechu mitzvayi sa tishmoy v'sisam esom. Rashi says mechukei sa teilechu harikim yochol zakiyim mitzvayi shumayim es mitzvayi sa tishmoy v'sisam esom harikim mitzvayi samar mani mekayim es mechukei sa teilechu sh'tuyam ein lamater. The famous Rashi that they've heard hundreds of times throughout your course of yeshiva life. Shtu amelam atero. But just wondering, who's the Torah talking to? Shtu amelam atero. We're talking to people that the bracha for them is the fact that yisig lechem daish is vatzir, vatzir yisig lezorah, even the people that are working. Shtu amelam atero. That the Torah that you learn should be with an amelis. That the Torah that you learn should be with an amelis. And not to lose sight of where you're going. It doesn't make a difference if this is what you're doing the entire day, or this is what you're doing for part of the day. But the ikkar is that when you do it, you should do it right. When you dedicate the time to the Torah, it should be shetu amelam b'Torah. It should be in the richtige oifen, not to just potter it up. Because, fakert, it's really the rest of the day that should be pottered up. The ikkar is not to lose sight of where you're going. Not to lose sight of, like we said before, the path of the Torah is the path that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants a person to take. I saw brought down from Chaim Vital, to ask the question at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, it says, "V'idam Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor, Adam Nisam Atalem Kisavar Loart." Asher Ninois Lachem Shavas Loart Shabbos Hashem Shmita. So Rashi asks, "May Nishmita Yitzal Sinai Lechazal?" So says the Chaim Vital. So some people think that to be a shomer Torah, so they have to be totally menatek themselves from anything that has to do with the world. Because obviously that's not what the Manin Shemitah Sinai is to tell you, that the Torah that we got by Sinai works together with Shemitah. Shei Shonim Tavoid. And Shemitah is Shemitah. That to bring together the Ruchnis together with the Gashmis. For sure, you can still be involved in the world. But there has to be a time that you're dedicating towards Avedas Hashem. In the 7-year cycle, it's 1 year. In the 7-day cycle, it's 1 day. And in the day cycle, it's part of your day. It's part of your day. There has to be that every day that a person is dedicates from his time, it shouldn't be that he comes to a matzav where his learning time is 9 to 11 on Sunday morning. It's not, and I've heard this from numerous people, that's what it, at a certain point, that's where Baruch Hashem, Chas V'Shalom not being mezalzel, every minute is chashiv. However, not to lose sight of where we're really going, not to lose sight of what it is. The Kuzari refers to the, I think he's talking about, I saw it brought down when he gets the Torah, I think he talks about it when he gets the Tefillah also. He says that the Zman that we have for Tefillah is the Pri-Ayim. What does it mean is the Pri? Everything else is the trunk, is the root, is the tree. You could have, out of the entire tree that a person has, which is 5-10 meters high and spreads out and is full of wood, the Pri is a tiny little minuscule thing. But certainly that's what the Tachlis is at the end of the day. Not to lose sight of where the Tachlis is. That's the, and I think that that's the Nekudah Shtu Amelim material, the last mission on Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos really finishes at the end of the 5th parak. Doesn't finish the 6th parak. They added on, so there should be, have another parak before Shavuos. You should have a 1 parak a week. Betzem Shonu Chom Lasha Mishnah. It's not the regular Pirkei Avos. It's not the regular Pirkei Avos. It was added on, and it's all about Torah. But the last Mishnah in the 5th parak is Ben Bag Bagaymer. Ben Bag Bagaymer, Afaych Bo, Afaych Bo, Dekulo Bo, Visiviv Leivo, Velo Yisazu Mino, Visiviv Leivo, Yisazu Mino, Shein Lecho Mido Tevi Mimeno. Says Ben Bag Bag, that a person should, Afaych Bo, Afaych Bo, Dekulo Bo, to be Oisik and Tero. What's Afaych Bo, Afaych Bo? What's again and again? That's really what Amelis is. The real Havana Satero is when a person applies himself. When a person applies, it's nothing to do with the amount of time he's learning over the course of the day, but the amount when he is learning to apply himself. Ramchal says, he says that the Torah is nidme in Derech Eitz Chaim, at the back of the Maseilas Yesharim. So he says that the Torah is dome to an ish. So anybody that had a Midura this week by Lag Boimer, so after a little while, the coals, they die out, and they look like a gray coal. You start fanning them, and it turns orangish. You fan it a little more, and it breaks out, and it erupts into a flame, which is made up of blue and orange and yellow. And he says that's exactly how the Torah is. You just look at it superficially. So you see a story, you see halacha, you see a din. There's something there, a little grayish, but it's not. It says you're a feichba, and you start, oh, then you get a little bit. You start delving inside of it a little bit, says Ramchal. You work on it a little bit more, and then you're, it starts turning colors. Then it's a little bit orangish, reddish. You fan it a little bit more, then it erupts into a fire. Person, when he's in a sugya, and he's not understanding what's going on, especially starting Tuvas Basar B'Chalav, what is going on. A lot of halachas that don't seem to have any. You ma'amik a little bit more, and you spend a little more time, and you start understanding, and you start getting a little bit. The more that a person is ma'amik, the more that he's able to get out of the term. I heard Shem Tamar Chacham Echod, I don't remember who it was, one of the Gedolim. Maybe it was Avigdor Miller, I'm not sure it was. He said, I think it's tried and true. He says that any, take a pasuk, or any Maimar Chazal, and think about it for 5 minutes. He says, you think about it for 5 minutes, you'll come up with the original pshat. You'll come up with some sort of thought, some sort of yisurid that you could take out of the pasuk. Betzem, besides the Shivim Panam Dater, every one of the 600,000 in Klai Yisrael was Makabal or Chelik Interim. That means everybody has their chilek, has their way of looking at the Torah, and the Torah is able to be encompass them all. Try it to see. To just read a pasuk, you read a pasuk. You spend a few minutes on a pasuk. You spend, what's the pasuk coming to tell me? What's the yisrael? What's the maimer chazal? What could I take out of this maimer chazal for myself? How does it apply to me? What's a nekuda that I could take from it? The more that a person thinks of it, the more he's able to get out of it. So the Medrash Shmuel says in that Mishnah, "Shein lecho mido tovi mimeno." He says it's the last mission in Pirkei Avos, like we said. It's the last mission in Pirkei Avos. The entire Pirkei Avos is full of midos. Right to Leah's chassid. One of the things is l'kayim midos. That means that every person all the Tanoim had gave one piece of information for a midah that a person should be teifet. Says Ben Bagwe at the end, Ein lecho midah teifet imenu. Says take the Torah. Ein lecho midah teifet imenu. Out of all the midahs teifet that we have, says Medrash Shmuel, the Bagwe is telling us take the Torah because the Torah is the mafteach to all the rest of the midahs. Agav, you see something. Some you see something in Pirkei Avos. Every Tana had their own midah. Every Tana hu hayoyimir. They had their motto. Everybody's got to have a mantra, some sort of motto of what they're taking through life. Somebody, and everybody had a different one. Every Tana had a different motto. Every and it could be that it's not even an original one. Shmuel Akotan Arimel Ben Folei Becha Tismach B'Kosh Yod Libecha Penir Hashem Yoshem Yilov Apoy. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Hu hayoyimir. What is hu hayoyimir? Shlomo Melech said it. No, he took something and he took it with him for life. He took the mantra. He took the lesson for life. Says Ben Bagbag, everybody has all the midas. Everybody has the best one. The best one is to be ma'amik. Take the Torah. Because, and that's where all the brachas come from. All the midas tevis come from there, and all the brachas come from there. The more a person is ma'amik, the more a person makes it part of his life. The more a person puts it as the focal point in his life, despite everything else that he's doing. But lamaista, not to lose sight. I think that's probably the most chashuv and nekuda that a person has to take them through life. No matter what he's doing, not to lose sight of what we're supposed to be doing. No matter how many arrows you're putting into other things, but where are we going? Where are we going? What are we doing? When you're designating the time, and designating time means also in the years that you're here in Eretz Yisrael. People that are here in Eretz Yisrael, you know you're here for a year, you know you're here for half a year, 2 years. Make the most of it. Make the most. Enjoy Eretz Yisrael. Terrific. But enjoy Eretz Yisrael. If you're Eretz Yisrael, machim. Enjoy your ability. You could ask anybody that goes back, anybody that's here, or anybody that goes back. It's not the same. Even if you go back to learn, the ability to totally dedicate yourself is so much easier here in Eretz Yisrael. Besides the fact that the focus on Gashmias is much less here, and even people that are used to a much higher level of Gashmias than Kutlaris and Eretz Yisrael, this is how people live. This is how we live. This is how we live in a 2-bedroom apartment. I would have had a 3-acre house if I'd be living back in the States, or Toronto, or Futlaris, wherever it is. But here in Eretz Yisrael, this is where we're living. It's much easier to be focused on Chaparan. Now that you're focused, now that you have the time, make the most of it, the time we have, Bez Hashem, for those that will be able to continue with us for the next 2 years, to dedicate yourself to the limud. It's a limud that you'll take for life. It's Nagea every single solitary day of your life. You can never know when a question is going to happen, and it's Nagea to make sure that we hope that questions don't come up every day. But you'll know at least when you have a question, when you don't have a question. Anytime that anybody asks you, allowed to eat the macaroni that you warmed up inside of the fleshy pot, allowed to eat with cottage cheese or not? Or you allowed to heat it up with chlal to put in the cottage cheese? If you put in cottage cheese, can you eat it? All the basic questions that a person should know for their life. Take the time to dedicate yourself whenever it is, like Shemitah, whenever the time is, the seventh year, the seventh day, the seventh hour of the day, whatever it is. Shtu amelam atara hafeich ba hafeich ba dekula ba ve'en lecha midotei v'mimena.